Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to our continued launch of Do the Woo 4.0. Woo! Woo! So yesterday, talked about our official launch, gave you an overview. There was quite a bit more to cover, but one of the things I promised I would do, and that is talk about our shows. What's behind them? What shows what? All the great hosts we have serving them out. Also, I mentioned that at a time it was obvious with the various topics and focus on certain shows that they need to be broken out. And to top that off, which is what we brought with the launch, the ability to subscribe to the shows you want to listen to, as little as you want, many as you want, or the entire channel feed. But more importantly than the name of the shows and what they bring is our hosts. Way back when I started to Do the Woo, after less than a handful of guests, Brad Williams joined me as a co-host. Later on, we added a few more, and well, it just kept growing. I see a lot of talent and passion out there in our ecosystem, and often the shows were created around the hosts, or, lucky for me, they were just a perfect fit. There is no logic that I could ever put down on paper that would guide you or anyone else through this process if you were trying to choose the number of hosts I have. Sometimes it's a gut feeling, maybe it's to do about the person themselves, the show, or I know them from a relationship I've had with them already, as a colleague, as a friend, whatever the case, it's always been, it just worked out. Now, some hosts have come and gone, and they reside in our Hall of Fame, and they know they're always welcome to come back. I've worked hard to bring a diverse group of voices, personalities, and backgrounds here. Let's just say not everyone wants to be a podcast host. I've asked a lot of people and gotten more no's than yes, obviously. And hey, I get it, you know, it's just not everyone's thing. So I keep working at this, but I also have the benefit and my hosts of bringing on a lot of diversity through guests and yes, guest hosts that do one-off episodes. But I really want to get on track here. Let's get in the shows, all 12 of them. Hang on, each one was started because I saw the importance of the content that came to surface, and the best way to do this is for me to just give you a look at each one of these shows. First, we have all things WordPress and WooCommerce. Obviously, it sounds like a catch-all bucket, and initially it was and kind of still is, as I took all the past shows and rebranded them to do a consistent new look. This was one of those shows that just didn't quite fit into the others. I could pop it in there, which still holds true in cases of guests and guest hosts who do one-off shows. But as you can tell now, it was transitioned into three specialty areas that really needed to be part of the Do the Woo channel. So first we have Emerging Tech with Dave from Automattic. Dave is very avid, lives and breathes all things emerging in the tech industry, especially things like AI, crypto, blockchain, all this stuff. Of course, there's a lot more. Now, we have had some other hosts that have also been on this show, but Dave is kind of carrying it right now, and it's really about taking these emerging techs and looking at those topics and how they are becoming part of or will be a part of the WordPress and Woo ecosystem. So if you want to kind of stay on the very cliche sounding of me, cutting edge of things to come, that's what Dave will be doing. Then we have Ann Antaka, who just recently started a series with a focus on accessibility. This was something I wanted to get in on a more regular basis because it is an important topic, needs to be talked about, and I was thrilled when Ann offered to be a host. Now, the funny side of this story is Taka was supposed to be her first guest on the show. And as we were chatting before we started recording, I saw a connection between them two. Now, maybe this is a warning. You never know what's going to happen when I'm around. So next thing I know, I'm inviting Taka, hey, why don't you be a regular host with Ann? And by the time we start recording, well, he was a co-host. So you can see how these things kind of happen here. And last but not least, under all things WordPress and WooCommerce, Sophia and Allison have just started a series called The Next Gen. These two are perfect examples of the next generation of WordPressers. And they're going to be bringing on other younger guests to figure this whole thing out on how we get WordPress ready for the next generation. Well, I'm really not putting that much pressure on them, but seriously, this is something that there has been a lot of discussion around it. And I know we are going to learn a lot, not just from these two, but from the guests that they bring in. So this is something we really need to pay attention to, and I'm thrilled to have them two on doing this show. Okay, now I just explained one show. Maybe I should go through these a little quicker because I know your time is limited. Next, we have Community Voices WordPress Around the World. This evolved because every time I get a guest or host on where English is their second language, which is a lot of guests we have on here, I am constantly amazed how well they do. But, you know, you still see there's times when you're just missing a little bit of their enthusiasm, their story, their passion in the process. So I started thinking, well, what could we do and put in place to invite regional WordPressers to come in and talk about their local WordPress community, and most importantly, be talking about their community to their community, making sure they understand what they're saying. Thus was born this podcast. I first invited the Serbian community. Then we had one put together by the Spanish community, which was ironic because it was ad hoc at a WordCamp US. Then we enjoyed the Dutch WordPresser, followed by my new home country of Portugal here. It's going to be really interesting to see how this evolves, and I'm sure it might evolve into just even more than just talks about the community. We'll see. It has started out a little bit slow, but I'm anxious to get this one up to speed, and I know we're all anxious to see those communities come on and talk to their own community. Next, we have Inside Woo. So in some past episodes, we were always talking with somebody. They were a guest directly from WooCommerce.com. So they fit perfectly into this. And then we started thinking more about it. Well, let's keep it there for those special shows. In fact, recently, CEO Paul from Woo and a few others joined in on a conversation with one of their customers. And that was really interesting to hear a CEO talk with one of their customers. And so these are the kind of conversations. Moving forward, let's just say this. There will always be somebody on Inside Woo from InsideWooCommerce.com. They'll either be a guest or maybe a guest host. It just gives you a deeper look into Woo, maybe a peek behind the curtains or just whipping them wide open one way or another. So for now, let's just say, you never know what you will hear or who you will hear from Inside Woo. Open Talk on Open Source. Robert and Courtney are doing this newer show twice a month. It just recently started. And yes, they're talking more about the other, quote unquote, open source projects out there, introducing them to you and keeping you up to date on the bigger picture. The idea came to me through a few conversations, actually quite a few. And it's something I'd been thinking about myself. It just felt important, I think, that WordPress people be exposed to and understand things outside the WordPress bubble as far as all these open source projects. And I really believe this will help you, if you listen to this in your business with your clients, and also to understand just how many open source projects integrate with each other. How they integrate with WooCommerce, how they integrate with WordPress as a whole. Robert and Courtney both have massive experience in the bigger open source ecosystem, so they are perfect hosts for this show. And there's the WordPress way. Boy, does that sound familiar, huh? I could say a lot about this and the title alone. To me, personally, I now envision the WordPress way as something we are doing now. And what we're doing moving forward. In fact, I did another short podcast just talking about those three words. To me, the WordPress way is what WordPress is all about and what's important to the community and the health of it. There'll be a variety of topics under this one. Already, ABBA has been doing this for some time, and it easily fit into this show. She has a great history of talking with contributors around the world and sharing incredible stories. She loves doing this. You can tell by every show, and who knows where she'll go with it. Birgit, who is one of our newer hosts, she drills in or really focuses in on DEIB, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging. She leads a working group at Make WordPress, and she does have a passion that comes through as she moves into this new series. So check that out as, again, you know, there's going to be a lot of interesting conversations on there. Now, we really haven't done this yet, but Courtney will also be doing some shows in this off and on. We just haven't quite got our stuff together yet. So she's on top of everything WordPress core. I mean, Courtney knows stuff. Courtney's in our open source talk. Courtney just is WordPress. And now and then she'll drop in and pull together other great conversations, probably a lot around core, Make WordPress, and all those things between. So keep an eye out on that show. There'll be some other stuff that falls into the WordPress way that, well, isn't maybe one of these three hosts that fit so well, because it is, basically, to put it bluntly, the WordPress way. In Woo Agency Chat, we have two episodes that are very different from each other each month. The first one hosts Robbie and Robert, who will jump in with a founder, a team member, other industry experts, and they share what it takes in building and growing a successful agency business in the Woo space. There's already been so many good conversations in this one, and I know that everybody walks away having learned something, whether you are thinking of evolving into an agency or you are currently an agency. And also, Robert and Robbie both have tons of agency experience themselves and bring a lot to this show. Then on the flip side of that, what we do is we invite two agency owners to guest host and have a conversation. So they basically take over the show. Topics touch on everything from building a team to insightful strategies, and even sometimes what's in their stack. It goes in a lot of different directions, and the conversations are casual, but those casual conversations generally bring out some incredible tips, insights, and yes, stories as well. Then we have Woo Biz Chat, three episodes a month hosted by Adam, Emma, Katie, and Marcus. Now, these four bring a really diverse background and experience for these conversations. Sometimes they have them between themselves, sometimes they have them with guests. And as you can imagine by the title, it's all about running and helping you build and grow your successful Woo business. Now, the key here is, even though it's called Woo Biz Chat, it's really broader than that, because from having listened to a lot of the shows, and I know from people that have given us feedback, any WordPress business will pick up something from this show. So what a lot of this revolves around as far as guests is business owners themselves or other experts bringing in advice and tips. You can assure yourself you will discover nuggets of knowledge, not only new stuff that you will learn, but so many experiences that you can relate to and may help you, or you may simply be able to empathize with it. So quite a variety of topics coming in Woo Biz Chat for the future. A good backlog already, so check that out. And then we move into Woo Product Chat with current hosts Tammy and Jonathan. These two are tops when it comes to businesses and product. They know their stuff. And Jonathan has been on quite some time, and the chats between themselves and others, they have a really unique way and talent of pulling out the best from their own internal thoughts and from product builders. And like our other shows, these product builders give you insights, whether you're a builder yourself, done it for a year, maybe you've done it for 10 years, or you're thinking of, hey, moving into products from services or adding products. A lot of the stories have been a transition on this for sure. In fact, that's a theme you hear a lot. a lot of agencies, builders, freelancers that are doing sites that move into the product side of stuff. Kind of a constant theme through a lot of these different shows. And we have another host coming in for a second episode for Woo Product Chat real soon. And it's going to be a good one. Okay, I'll tell you who it is. James Kemp from Woo. I'm going to leave you with and have you anticipating. So more on that real soon. Of course, we cannot go without mentioning Woo Dev Chat. What would any do the Woo be without a Woo Dev Chat? Seriously, Zach and Carl has been doing this show for some time. And if I could explain it to you in a nutshell, I would, but there is possibly no way. But seriously, this is where we get down and geeky. By bringing in a guest or two, you never know where the conversation will go with this. And I will say, if you are a developer, you're going to like this one. And even if you're not a Woo developer, you can learn a lot. Imagine sitting down with two other developers and talking shop for an hour. That's what this show is. And as amazing as you may think, some developers are very much introverts. When they get talking with each other, the tables turn. And nudging right up close to this launch, we have another pair of hosts that have come on for Woo Dev Chat. Marcel and Mike have joined as co-hosts for a second episode each month. Now, to explain that better, I'm going to do this. I'm going to suggest that you listen to the latest Woo Dev Chat with all four of them where they geek out. I'm talking Zach, Carl, Marcel, and Mike. What's great is they get into their geekiness during that show, but also you get to learn what Mike and Marcel will be bringing to the show as well. So please go and check that out. You can always find it under Woo Dev Chat on the site. If you're subscribed, you'll see it. It's called For a Good Time, For Developers, For Hosts. And like I said, if you're a dev, I promise you'll love this one. WordPress Event Talk is about straightforward as you can get. It's all about events in our space, WordCamps, meetups, next gen events, all that good stuff. Most have been conversations with various hosts, guests, and guest hosts. Some actually have been done at WordCamps. Others are a collection of voices throughout the community talking about events. And recently, we added a regular host to this podcast. Devin, a full-time sponsored community team contributor at WordPress.org, is hosting at least one episode a month. Sometimes she's done more, but she'll be there one time a month. Cool thing about Devin is she loves community and she loves events. She loves innovation. She just is on top of everything. And there's no end to what we can expect from the shows that she will be hosting. So if you are really into WordPress events, you want to hear more about it, especially if you're new to the space, this is a great one to listen to because you hear a lot of what drives this community. Even some of the challenges, the wins, everything between, people that are putting these together, I would highly recommend checking this one out. So I hope you're still with me here. I've been talking for a while now. There's only probably so much Bob you want to listen to, but I'm getting closer, so hang in there just a little bit more. Down to two more, and I'm going to keep these brief for obvious reasons. During the launch, we have started the newest, and what I'm thinking, hoping, praying is our last show to round us out at Enavian 12. That is Scaling Enterprise WordPress and OSS. And if you don't understand the acronym OSS, open source software. Now, this one's been in the work for some time. We've been planning it, and now we have this unique partnership with Scale Consortium, which you can learn about in the show I'm going to tell you about here real shortly. And three hosts, Brad, who is returning after a Do the Woo hiatus with Kareem and Tom. This show is going to be so cool. And it's the future of WordPress Enterprise. It's been part of it, but now we're really talking about it. To get a good feel for this one, I think you should check out their intro show that also debuted during this launch week. Let's just say you're not only going to learn about Enterprise, if you're interested in it, if you want to understand what it is, maybe you're thinking of how do I take my agency to the enterprise level? But you're also going to be exposed to the bigger picture of enterprise and open source, which is incredible value that you may not always get within the bubble of WordPress. Now, I couldn't have asked a better lineup for the host than these three. So do check that show out. It just happened a few days ago, and learn more about that. And last, but yes, very least, no, I shouldn't say that. At least WooBits sounds kind of little. Anyway, WooBits. If you've been around, you've seen WooBits, you heard WooBits. If you haven't been around, you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, in either case, it's changing. So I would just say I will tell you more about that. Plus, if you're not aware of it, we do have a news channel as well, somewhere where we keep up on Do the Woo News, not news in general. I talked about how we don't do that stuff. This is more what's happening here at Do the Woo. So if you want to keep up on what changes we're doing, you can subscribe to that. Or like I said, it will come with the full channel feed. Well, let's leave it at that. I'm getting tired. You're probably getting tired of listening to me. But I just wanted to have that opportunity to tell you about these shows, because since we've done this, and there's so many more things I could tell you. I could even tell you how I branded all these shows, which is another whole show in itself. But I really felt like I wanted to tell you everything that is here, because sometimes you just don't know. Want to thank our sponsors. Once again, our current sponsors, Airwallex, Avalara, Cloudways, GoDaddy, Hostinger, OmniSend, and Weglot. Please go to their sites and check them out. You'll hear, depending on the show you listen to, more about them. We have links to them on our site. They are what make Do the Woo. And if you have a company or you know a company that might be interested in sponsoring, we still have some spots left. Just go to dothewoo.io/sponsor and let's chat. So in the end, subscribe to your favorite show or shows or all shows, your choice. As I said earlier, you can also consider supporting not only your favorite show, but your favorite hosts. And if you are interested in being a guest or a guest host on any of these shows, you can head over to dothewoo.io and find the link in the footer. So again, I will close it out. Cheers, and feel free to ping me. You can find me just about everywhere. If you have questions about any of these shows, about the launch, or about community, hey, I'm here for you. Cheers.